Rocks and minerals are two totally different things. A mineral is a naturally occurring solid from nature. A rock is a million-year-old compound of a number of elements or minerals. Yes, rocks and minerals are different because rocks are made from minerals. Here are the rock types and how they are formed. Metamorphic rocks. Below the Earth's surface, there are many layers. Many of these layers have unmelted rock. Under these unmelted layers, there is magma. Magma makes the upper layers just warm enough to form metamorphic rocks. Also, under the Earth's surface, there is a great amount of pressure. This pressure pushes the slightly melted layers enough to form the finished product, which is the metamorphic rock. Some names of metamorphic rocks are slate, schist, gneiss, quartzite, and marble.
Igneous rocks are rocks that have formed from magma or lava. The name igneous comes from the word fire. When lava comes down from a volcano, it hardens and forms extrusive igneous rock. And when magma hardens underground, it forms intrusive igneous rock. When the rock hardens, it may be moved from the volcano. This is why you could find igneous rock in the ocean. Intrusive igneous rock has more minerals than extrusive igneous rock, so intrusive igneous rock may have more crystals than extrusive igneous rocks. Pumice and obsidian are good examples of igneous rock. You can find igneous rock almost anywhere.
I'm going to talk to you about sedimentary rocks. Sedimentary rocks form from eroded rocks, mineral grains, and plant and animal remains. Sedimentary rocks are grouped into four different families: compacted, conglomerate, organic, and chemical evaporated rocks. Most sedimentary rocks form in the water because rivers and streams carry them, then it deposits in the ocean. Since 70% of the Earth is covered in water, sedimentary rocks are common about everywhere. A lot of sedimentary rocks are rich with fossils because metamorphic and igneous rocks are formed from heat and pressure, and those things would destroy fossils.